Report: Donors threaten to halt 2022 midterm donations over Democrat infighting. By Wendell Hasebo on November 1, 2021. Donors have reportedly threatened to halt 2022 midterm donations unless Democrats resolve their infighting over President Joe Biden's far-left agenda. "I am going to take a step back. Not overly thrilled with how things are going," a Democrat fundraiser told CNBC about his frustration with Democrats' negotiations over the reconciliation package. "Anytime there's been an event with the Democratic leadership, whether it's in person, Zoom or on conference calls, donors are venting their frustration at the very public fighting among Democrats and the lack of progress on Biden's agenda," said the Democrat fundraiser, who is reported to have worked for multiple Democrats, including Biden, Barack Obama, and Bill Clinton. "The Democrat infighting has caused such chaos in the party that another wealthy Democrat donor said the money he or she would normally earmark for the Democrat Congressional Campaign Committee will be spent with a PAC instead. I've already redirected a larger contribution last week away from the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee to one of the outside expenditures because I know at least three PACs will spend my money in a much more directed way," the donor said. The donor also conveyed the gubernatorial race in Virginia will also play a role in campaign funding decisions. "I think no one will make the decision on how they will invest until after the election," the fundraiser said. Democrats have a strong chance of losing the Virginia race on Tuesday. Recent polling suggests the Democrat candidate is tied with Republican candidate Glenn Youngkin. The Republican has focused his campaign on education and parental rights in education more specifically. As the gubernatorial election approaches Tuesday, tons of money has been invested into race. According to data from Ad Impact, Democrat and Republican campaigns have spent over $30 million each in political advertisements. On Monday, the Democrat National Committee told reporters the organization had spent almost $6 million trying to defeat a Republican in a blue state. Meanwhile, Democrats are struggling to win support among their own party to pass far-left legislation that may benefit state races like the one in Virginia. More temperate senators, such as Senator Joe Manchin, DWV, and Senator Kyrsten Sinema, Diaz, have hindered Biden's radical agenda in passing both chambers. Just on Monday afternoon, Manchin accused Biden and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi of playing shell games to shield the real price of the reconciliation package. As more of the real details outline the basic framework are released, "what I see are shell games, budget gimmicks that make the real cost of the so-called $1.75 trillion bill estimated to be almost twice that amount," he stated. But the radical House members have also played a part. After Manchin's statement, Representative Pramila Jayapal, DWA, the leader of the 95 far-left caucus, told reporters that she intends to pass both bills in the next couple of days. But Jayapal's optimistic statement comes as she led her 95-member caucus in the House to defeat a vote Thursday on Biden's $1.2 trillion bipartisan infrastructure bill. Jayapal held the legislation hostage to maintain leverage over Biden's radical reconciliation package that does not have Manchin or Sinema's full support. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter @WendellHasebo.